Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston is looking to redevelop one of the largest pieces of vacant property owned by the city. It was taken by eminent domain decades ago as part of an urban renewal project. Businesses and families who lived there were forced to leave. But the project was never completed, and the lot in Roxbury has been sitting mostly empty ever since. WBUR's Daryl C. Murphy reports on what the city plans to do with the property and what it could mean for the surrounding community.
The land at Tremont and Whittier Streets has been mostly vacant longer than Armani White has been alive. He recently turned 30, and it was kind of a big deal for him.
See, I hear the 30s are like your 20s, but with money, so I'm excited.
White is an organizer with a group called Reclaim Roxbury, and he wants to see these roughly 8 acres become something new, something that can lift up this historically black part of the city. Right now, there's a small jungle of weeds and grass between an empty building and a parking lot. This property has been the subject of so many failed development proposals over the years, the Boston Globe called it cursed. But White disagrees.
When we talk about curses, like, it's totally not a curse. It's the inability of government to successfully, like, do its job of developing a parcel of land in a way that helps local residents.
Neighbors and city officials refer to the parcel as P3. It was part of a once-thriving commercial corridor, not too far from where 68-year-old Walter Clark used to live.
This was like a neighborhood. You know, people knew each other on different streets. Families knew each other.
Clark walks through the area he used to call home before the city took it over.
From my house, I'd look down from Oakburn Avenue down to Ruggles Street, and Madison Park was right around there. That's where Madison Park, the actual Madison Park. It was a park.
Clark says his family stayed as long as they could, but eventually everyone was forced to go.
There wasn't anything that could be done about this. They had started this process in the mid-60s, late-60s, so it was well underway.
The city built schools and athletic fields and some housing on part of the land cleared in Roxbury. But other parts of the project were left unrealized. Developers proposed a shopping mall in the early 90s, but the financing fell through. A more recent plan for housing, office and retail space, and even a BJ's wholesale club also fell through. Muget Undemir is a planning official with the city, and she's part of a new effort to finally put something on this land.
The story behind P3 is robust, the history is robust, but also the opportunity is really vast.
The city collaborated with residents to craft guidelines for developers. Their priorities include affordable homes, well-paying jobs, and space for locally owned businesses. And Undemir says the city will give extra consideration to proposals that include companies owned by women and people of color.
We're really trying to make sure that we do this right because the community deserves it and it's just time.
City data shows the median income in Roxbury is less than half the median income citywide. And roughly 1 in 3 residents lives below the poverty line. Redeveloping this parcel and several others nearby could bring new opportunities to this neighborhood. Angela Williams Mitchell is a Roxbury resident and chair of the Boston Jobs Coalition. She credits the city for reaching out to the community, but says the city doesn't always follow through on its promises.
Oftentimes, things are put in black and white. But that's just it. There is no accountability. There is no monitoring, no follow-up to make sure that these things are actually happening.
Williams Mitchell plans to make sure Roxbury residents stay involved in this project. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy.